The DCE for Kete Constituency, Sylvester Tonyava, has described the tidal waves which lashed Akpolo, Toko and surrounding communities as devastating. He told Radio Ghana that the thousands of displaced persons are now putting up with their relatives in Kete and Keji. He said although NADMO is on the ground assisting with relief items, these items are woefully inadequate. He therefore called for support from government and philanthropic organizations. He spoke to George Ankra.
The effect of the tidal wave in the municipality. Since last week, we have realized that the tidal wave has actually been so serious that it has actually affected communities such as Hovi, Akwotoko, and Jita. In Hovi, it has been so devastating to the extent that most of the communities at the coastal area have their houses inundated by seawater, thereby depositing sand, and some buildings, the buildings have been so much buried in the sand that inhabitants had no choice but had to vacate their buildings and then put up in school buildings. We are so lucky that schools are not in session. Some have to relocate to put up with their relatives in Havaji and also in Anglo-Fiarenga.
Of the displaced persons to know the number of people affected now for government assistance.
We have actually reported to through Joy FM, electronic media men have also visited the area. I have been told this morning, Ghanaian Times has reported it. The local FM stations have also taken it up. We hosted NADMO officials from the region. We are also expecting the Hydro Division of the Ministry of Water Resources, Waste and Housing to also come to the area to assess the situation.
Last year or so, the Vice President visited the area and promised that there was going to be some serious dredging and action taken there. What has happened to that promise so far?
The Vice President's visit has actually yielded positive results. The community that he visited was Akpolo Toko, where the effect of the tidal wave has actually destroyed the road network between Atoko and Anyangwi, thereby rendering the whole community beyond Akpolo Toko cut off. And after his visit, he actually promised the people that government was going to do something. And today, there is still defense work ongoing, except that because they have not finished the whole stretch, the effect of the tidal wave has actually cut off the area that has not been covered by the sea defense work. But we are hopeful that that stretch will be completed in the next 2 months.
Since the visit of the Vice President, what have you been doing to make sure that at least you mitigate some of these unexpected wave destruction?
We have reliably informed that this is the period that the effect of this, the sea, is always pronounced at the coastal stretch. We have been there, except that in the olden days, because the coastal stretch was far away from the community, the effect was not so much felt. Now that the sea is so close to the community, that is why we are feeling it. One problem we have realized is that this is as a result of the climate change, the effect of climate change that is affecting the whole world. We have been educating the people to stop winning sand at the coastal, at the beach, because as they win sand, it actually reduces the height of the coast, and when the sea, the wave flows, it is easier to get into the communities. So we are educating them. Since the effect of the wave, we have actually distributed some relief items to the communities. This morning, we are also sending some mattresses and some other items to those who have been affected in order to relieve them a bit while government look at a permanent solution to the problem.
What has been the response from NADMO?
NADMO has been very active on the ground. It is the collaboration of NADMO and the assembly that has resulted in the distribution of these relief items. They are also informing national assembly and the region have been able to do something, but the situation is quite beyond the capacity or the capability of these two bodies. We have accordingly reported the issue to national and they have responded by asking us that we should be expecting something from them in the next 2 days.
The DCE for Kete Constituency, Sylvester Tonyava, talking to George Ankram.